This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Well, this segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you're having problems getting a cashier at your liquor store, gas station, or small convenience store, check out Southwest Point of Sale. They have a self-checkout system that might fit your needs. They'll come look at your location, and if it fits, they'll sign you up. If it doesn't fit, they'll tell you. Give them a call at 800-540-2149. Stop paying for cashiers if you don't need them. It's a perfect system that never takes a day off, never gets sick, and it's always there. 1-800-540-2149, Southwest Point of Sales. Give them a call. Also, Alpha Site Logistics. They serve the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. They're all certified, but you won't have to deal with any, you know, bureaucratic paperwork. Just give them a call, 760-352-8383. Okay, we got Audrey, Ed, and Nicole in the house, and they are getting ready to launch the 2021 Rebel Rally. They're only like 3 or 4 days away. But before we do that, you have a special guest on the line.
We do. We have one of our ace in the hole, top sponsor for our upcoming Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. We've got Imperial Valley Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in the house. We've got Minio joining us. How's it going, Minio? Calling in from El Centro out at the dealership. Minio, are you there?
Hello.
Ah, there you are. Hey, how's it going, Minio?
Awesome, awesome. We're here in our home here at the Imperial Valley Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, ready to rock and roll.
Fantastic. And you are the service manager?
I'm one of the sales manager here at the store, one of the people that they take care of customers. And also I'm very involved with service because I'm a off-road enthusiast also. And we take care of people here with setups and all that on Jeep, on Rams, and all those products, goodies that we have here.
Well, and you know, this is Dave, service manager for 30 years, worked at the Jeep store, the Chrysler. Yeah, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, go figure.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, one of the most important things when someone's going to buy a Jeep is they really need to buy it from a dealership that understands the Jeep and his capabilities. Because if you just buy a Jeep from somebody and they don't know anything about it, you're not going to be able to enjoy that Jeep to the fullest extent. And what you guys do at your dealership is, I think, pretty cool. Because let's face it, you buy a Jeep, the salesman shows you everything there is to know about the Jeep. That's a good 30-minute dissertation. They go home, they already forgot 30%. They can always come back to your dealership, sit down with their sales rep or the Jeep specialist in your store, which sounds like everybody, and go over that vehicle as many times as necessary to become comfortable with that vehicle and utilize all the parts, pieces, facilities, and all of the ins and outs of whatever level Jeep that you bought from your store. True or not true?
Yeah, definitely. Right now, they're very sophisticated devices, the Jeeps, and you have to be able to know exactly which button, how this vehicle works properly, and, you know, to be able to enjoy it in a fullness, you know, 100% on every point and level. And our headquarters are strategically in the right spot next to two biggest places like Superstition, and also all the Ocotillo, and also Glamis. So we're near an epicenter of the off-road happening for this type of vehicles, and also the trucks and you know, having real close the races from up north in Vegas and down south in San Felipe, Ensenada. I'm very involved since I was a little kid. I'm originally from Ensenada, so I just love the lifestyle when I seen those racing teams going there and seeing all the devices, and I was very, very, I was attracted to it.
Sure.
Since day one, since I was 6 years old. So I'm an enthusiast.
So do you have the ability to take a potential customer out to the sand?
And well, we're a little bit, you know, far, but yeah, definitely when I was on the floor selling cars, I had a chance to take people, you know, a little bit off-roading, and
sure.
And it's fun. It's fun. Since we touched the soil, it was crazy.
Tell the owner to dig up a big lot and out back, put some sand in there, and have your own course.
There.
That would be fine.
I own myself a Jeep, a Gladiator, Rubicon, and those things are just amazing.
I know. Yeah. Well, and that's why I brought up the statement that I brought up in the very beginning, is because of the capability of the Rubicon. You know, you really need to be with somebody that totally understands that Jeep front to rear. In fact, I think these two young ladies who are going to enter the Rebel Rally probably should come out to your location for a couple hours just to get some inside scoop on that vehicle.
Yeah, I think that they're going to be here the 23rd. We're going to have registration here for the event. For the next event after the Rebellion, is going to be for the 13th of November, the Lost Lizard.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people is going to be around, the new Jeepers, the people that they've been around. And, you know, being around the people that know what to do is really good. And also they're going to be downloading GPSs for the track, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's the right place to be here. And open season, you know, the end of October is going to be a different way to see with all this pandemic stuff. But I think that you know, this is going to be more fun. We're going to enjoy it more since we've been locked down for the past 2 years. And this is going to be fun, I think.
So
I think it's a unique experience that you have the opportunity to offer to your customers that come in and purchase. And I just heard, you know, we've been trying to get you guys coming out since you're our top sponsor. You're going to have some Jeeps at our base camp to show off. So yes. You just tricked out, you know, spent some money, threw a lift kit on there, rock sliders on there, you know, bumpers on it, made it look real good. And then I heard you sold them all. So you got to get a couple more made before
it's
then.
It's called inventory.
Oh yeah, I know.
The demand for these toys is just awesome. You know, and being able to get it from the dealership with all the warranties,
right,
and all those good things that you want to have in a Jeep. And if you have any trouble breaking something, you at least have, you know, the backup and the safety net to have warranties and extended warranties on pieces, and the right people to put on and put together your Jeep is a very important thing. You know, I'm a driver. I'm not a mechanic.
Right.
I just want to have a chance to get my Jeep somewhere and they take care of it, and I know and I can trust them, and then get back home. And then when I want to have fun, I just come and get my Jeep and take it to the Blazers.
Well, Minnow, you know, one of the things that's important, because I know every accessory you put on the Jeep to put on the floor that got sold before the thing even got dusty, that all came out of the parts department. That all came out of the Mopar parts department, which means
definitely.
If you folks, if you go to their website, and we'll get that name here in a minute, and you build a Jeep online, tell them the accessories you want out of the Mopar parts department, that will all be covered under warranty, and it's financeable. And that's the beauty of it. So you don't buy your Jeep and then go over to some aftermarket, have them put parts on. Now you got two separate warranties. You got to deal with too many people. Do it all at a dealership that believes in the off-road world like this dealership, and then that way it's turnkey, and you'll never ever have a problem with warranty. And by the way, that warranty's good clear across the United States, even though it's done at a dealership in Imperial Valley, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and also, you know, being so close to Glamis, you
right.
just take a few roads, the 78, and just if you are in Glamis and get to Brawley, and you just go south on the 86, and you're here in Imperial. Also from Superstition, you just, you know, go a little bit on the back roads, and you get to Huff Road, and then West Worthington Road, and you're here in the valley again.
Right.
So it doesn't take you that much in case if you have any trouble, you hit you make a slide, you bet a little bit on your Jeep, and
sure.
you hit him hard, and just bring it here, and we take care of you.
All right, so what we're gonna have to take a break. Give us a website right. to your dealership.
Yeah, this is gonna be Imperial Valley Chrysler Jeep Tram .com. It's ICDJR.com.
All right, buddy, you're the best. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
It's the same old news, but I'll never lose these.
Right. Back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire. Tell them all about it.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your automotive needs, whether you need your brakes, your alignments, or those tires. If you're stuck on a construction site or you're on a big rig stuck on the side of the freeway, anywhere in San Diego County, Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee's got you covered. Give him a call at 619-596-2800. All right, so we're back. We've got Imperial County, Imperial Valley, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram joining us here. We've got the sales manager, Minio Bellazari. Oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher your last name, Minio. I'm so sorry.
In Spanish is Berreza, but on you know, this side of the border is Berreza.
Berreza.
Yeah,
right?
Right?
That's awesome. Us. I know. I can roll my R's. Barista.
Oh, there you go.
Hello.
So
Minio, this is Edward. I'm on the show here.
Hey,
I talked to Amy Vollmer today, and mm-hmm. she's helping San Diego Off-Road Coalition meet with your company. And she says you're having a Jeep meet on October 23rd at your dealership. And that
that's
people
right.
who have purchased Jeeps,
go ahead.
People who have purchased Jeeps and they're not quite sure how to operate all of the controls, because Jeeps are different than they used to be. There's a lot of things you can do to engage the traction, the differentials, and the transmission.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff. So they can show you stuff.
Sorry. Yeah.
And she said that she wants to move the time to noon, that there's another event at 5 o'clock in the area, and that she didn't want to compete with them.
Yeah, I heard that. I was informed that at first it was going to be at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9, but they just sent me a message that it was going to be from noon to 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. Well, you know, it's very important for the people to know how to operate this vehicle, because you know. I've been in trouble myself with my Rubicon in the past, you know, and just those things are amazing. Once you push a button or know how to operate it, you get out of trouble in a heartbeat, you know,
hey,
immediately.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, if you're having trouble with your Jeep, I know a dealership that can hook you up, buddy.
Oh, there
who's
you go.
That?
We're at 2329 U.S. Highway 86 in Imperial Valley.
Okay, hey, I know people. Yes. I'll give them a call. Now they'll give you that in-house training. You'll be sharp as a tack.
Definitely, guys, ask for me. My name is Minio Berreza, Minio Berreza. And also,
whoa, valedictorian? I mean, how do you spell that?
It's Berreleza. It's very easy. It sounds harder, but it's easier. And
why don't we just call? Hey, why don't we just call you Mr. Jeep?
There you go.
That's what you should do.
I like
change your business cards. Leave all the contact info and just say Mr. Jeep.
Mr. Jeep. There you go.
See?
I love it.
I'm a marketing guy. I'm all over it, bro.
Yeah, I'm just being baptized
stay with
right
Dave.
Now.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. So this event will be at noon. I understand there's going to be some barbecue, and there'll be some experts on how to handle a Jeep, how to put it in four-wheel drive and do all the rest. So the beauty of moving it to noon is that you can be there for a couple hours, have a bite to eat, figure out how to operate your Jeep, and then drive over to the Dip or Superstition and test out those features. Because you're only 20 minutes from the greatest off-roading.
And if you have any problem, come back.
Oh, my God.
Get
you
a hold
right
of Mr.
Back
Jeep.
I, wait
get a
minute.
Hold of
what
Mr.
is your
Jeep? And say, what did you say about disconnecting my front sway? I mean, I don't know what you meant
sway
by that.
Sway bar? What's a sway bar?
I don't know.
Let me show you this other stuff that you can put on. On a decent price, no?
Yeah. Well, hey, a right Jeep is the right Jeep. You know, when you do the correct work on it from, because every action, there's a reaction. So you don't put big tires and wheels on it and leave it at that. You've got to look at the brakes. You got to look at the suspension. You got to look at the shocks. And you guys are the experts. So if the customer says, can I do this, this, and this? And you say, sure, but you also need to do this, this, and this.
Yeah, it depends on what right. you want to do. You know, like rock climbing, you have to have a Rubicon.
Right.
If you want to go a little
I disagree with that statement. I'm just saying.
Wait, you don't have a Rubicon?
I do not have a Rubicon.
And you can rock climb?
Well, I can rock climb all over. I've been through
it.
Several rock gardens.
Mr.
Yes.
G.
Okay.
Mr. G.
Well, she's exceptional.
She thinks she has a Rubicon.
And if you like go a little bit more off-road, you know, you get the Mojave, you know, that one that has, you know, different setup, more off-roading. You know, it depends. And on the other hand, you have, like, people like Audrey that they pretty much operate a forklift and an off-road and take it to, you know.
She could take her Volkswagen through the dunes.
There you go. You know,
she'd come out the other side laughing with one flat tire.
And the other hand, I've been around off-road, and I pretty much, off-road even in a Crown Victoria one time. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, heck yeah. Those Crown Vics, man, they're really impressive.
That's why the police have them.
I've definitely off-roaded a Crown Vic, too.
Momentum is your friend.
I know. Yes, sir. License and registration is right here. No, but I'm really impressed that you guys have stepped up. I'm really impressed with your educational aspect of it, reaching out to the community, letting those that just purchased them from you have that educational opportunity, encouraging them to come out to the Lost Lizard, because that is, you know, for not just skilled people to come out and enjoy with their family, but the newbies to come out. It's a poker run. So every couple miles, you stop, you get out, you get to play some raffle games, earn a couple additional raffle tickets, and, have a good time with the family. If you're just getting into the desert, it's a great way to learn the etiquette. Trail etiquette is key, and not knowing the trail etiquette, hopefully we can get a little flyer designed out prior to the October 23rd date to give to the newbie Jeep owners. And then, as you're selling them, just being able to offer that to the people, you know, maybe it's not what they're interested in. It may be their daily driver, but if they ever get that wild hair, they can, you know, they know and they have that information available to them. And then the fact that you're getting them tricked out and you have those available. A question for you. Are you, I keep drooling over the 392 Hemi that's coming out of the Jeep. And
yeah,
I just.
We got one about a couple of weeks ago, and it was a special order. And that thing is just, oh, my goodness.
Is it still there?
Awesome. No, it's not here anymore. It left with its new owner. But that thing is just, I had an experience in the past. There were tricking down some of the Jeeps with a brand that it was in the past. I was a specialist in San Diego when I was working in San Diego, and they took this 5.7 first, and I have a chance to drive it. But this, the 392 is just out of the box.
Wow.
And it handles amazing. You never thought that a Jeep was going to handle that way with that big of an engine, you know, 400 horse.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
It's
to have a powerful car like that.
Well, even you have the whole other opposite end of the spectrum where you have the electric Jeep. I don't know if you have any of. Yeah, do you have any of the electric Jeeps available?
Yeah, we're gonna get a couple of those in the next week. They go fast. They just go fast because this is the way that it's moving to the electric. You know.
Yep.
And you've had one in the store already?
Yeah, we did. We have five of those, and we sold it in the past month and a half.
You sold five already? Did you get to drive one by chance?
Yes. And it's just a rocket, you know, with those electric engines. The electric motors are really nice, and it gets you combined with charge and your full gas tank. It gets you over the 400-mile mark.
But you know what? Hey, you know what I found? People that...
Your mic's not on.
Yeah, it is.
I can't hear you.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so here's what I found. People that are off-roaders, they love that electric feature because, and you can turn that on and off. So if you get out to the desert and you want to do some crawling, you flip it over to electric, and it's a new world out there. Have you tried that?
I didn't have a chance to try it on the off-road.
Oh, try it.
They're brand new.
I'm going to go ahead, and next time that, you know, we're going to have incoming a couple of them the next week. And definitely I'm going to just, you know, try it on with the electric motors on the off-road, you know, without having the gas, the petrol engine on.
Because that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, because now you have way more control of torque. And you got way more crawling around. When you need it. So I've just been talking to a lot of off-roaders that have been to Moab and been to all the places where they've tested the Jeep, and I've actually talked to the engineers, and they find that to be a real bonus. And a lot of people, because I've had a lot of people say, oh, electric, it doesn't go very far, it doesn't have the range. Well, it's not a Tesla. It's for off-roading.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 400 you're going to have miles. Different use for it.
That's a lot of range.
Yeah,
that's a long ways to go in a car.
With the full gas, and it gets you about 60-70 miles on a full charge.
Right, that's
only on the electric. It's not that much, but you know you have the option if you let's say you want to commute and your commute is 30 miles, you easily can go with just the electric without having
you can turn it on and off. That's something that nobody else is allowing you to do is turn
that
it
is
on
amazing.
And off. All right, hey, buddy, we got to take a quick break. Go have another cup of coffee. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by one of the best off-road periodicals on the planet, S&S Off-Road Magazine. I'm telling you, if you're brand new to the off-road community, this is a magazine you need to subscribe to. Go to SSORM.com. It'll keep you up to date on events, laws, regulations, classified, and you can even read Ed's articles that he puts into it with each and every article. These folks have been doing this since 1982, and they eat, sleep, and drink the off-road community. That's S&S Off-Road Magazine. That Imperial Valley Jeep dealership ought to be putting an advertisement in that magazine.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey.
Yep.
You know me, buddy. I'm just going to promote till the cows come in. All right. I'm going to leave I'll leave this segment to the ladies. Oh, and the old guy.
Wait
a minute.
Oh, Ed. So again, we're back live with the San Diego Dirt Radio. We've got Minio Bazilerzi.
No. Mr. Jeep.
Mr. Jeep.
It's Mr. Jeep. We're not using his name ever again. It's Mr. Jeep. And you got to tell the receptionist, all your employees, your new name is Mr. Jeep. That way when they come in. Seriously.
Just ask for me, and then I just baptized by Dave. You know,
that's right,
Mr. Jeep, and I get you all the info on you know, parts, vehicles, new vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, certified, anything. You know, the new ownership. has a new attitude. You know, these guys, they realize that we're in a strategic area for those vehicles.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Yeah. And then you're Mr. Jeep, and then you're going to have little guys under you like Jeep 1, Jeep 2, Jeep 3.
My little minions.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, for those overlanding crowd that's listening to us as well, they've got those Dodge Rams in there that can be built out too. I've seen a couple of Dodge Rams that
We've been so successful with that product here in the Valley because, number one, we have to realize we have all the growers and the ranchers and all that, but
all
also
the farmers.
You know, the off-road community also tricked out those vehicles and they love to see it with the mud terrains, with the all terrains. They look just awesome. Yep. The rims, and you know, being a dealership that has been selling the past few years, you know, those trucks. We had a chance to get the top of the line, the TRX.
All right, Mr. Jeep, tell the folks what happens when you raise the hood on a TRX and you pop that engine cover off. What do you see underneath there?
You see the Raptor Eater.
Is that that should be a T-shirt, dude? I am telling you, that is awesome.
I absolutely love
Raptor
it.
Raptor Eater.
It's a little intimidating if you don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
It's the truck by himself is intimidating. Yeah. I had a chance to have a customer that had purchased one, and we had the truck back to put some cover, you know, some paint protection.
Sure.
And I took it around the block, and I was like, I have to buy one of these.
I know.
I just have to have one.
Hey, I had a Ford dealer. The sale, and I can't mention the dealership. The sales manager bought one. Right. I'm telling you, dude.
I don't blame him. You know, it's just we had a couple of those Ford trucks, and I test drive it, and it's like, no.
The TRX is the way to go.
Hey, when Ford Motor Company has a TSB on how to remove the cab to work on the truck, that's not a good thing.
Are you serious?
No, there's a TSB to show you how to take the... Because you can't work on those things unless you take the cab of the truck off. So all my Ford guys out there are going to be hating me, but hey, it's the truth. But the TRX, man, I'm telling you, and Knicks... He wants to put 1,000 horsepower on that truck in the next couple of years.
We're gonna have a chance right now in the next month. We're gonna have a one special edition, a special order on orange, and it's just this crazy color. And we're gonna have a silver one coming in the next 2 weeks. There's gonna be available here, and it's like a tourism attraction.
Yes,
you know, it is.
Come here, and it's just. Look at them, and tears come out of their eyes,
I know.
You know, when they see it.
Yeah.
And I just turn it on inside the showroom, and I get their heartbeat to go
I
to
know.
The top.
The hair stands up
the
on their neck.
The sound of it. Yeah. No, you don't understand, Ed. You're not a car person. You don't get it.
You don't get it.
You don't get the sound. You don't get the smell.
I know
you don't
an
get
engine when I hear one.
Oh, man.
When the hair stands up on your neck
when you hit the go loud pedal, the left Porsche that truck comes up off the ground. It's almost like an off-road class 5. I mean, this thing is stupid. I mean, I've been off-road with it. I've been with Dodge with it. I mean, Ram, sorry. They'll yell at me if I say Dodge, but it's a Ram truck. I'm telling you, I drive vehicles every week, and that's the one I would buy in a heartbeat, especially with the launch control.
It has a lot of performance. It can perform on the ground. It can perform on the off-road. It's a very versatile vehicle, and let's face it, it's not for everybody.
No. And if you keep your foot out of it, believe it or not, you can get decent fuel mileage.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Well, I know, but if you made it, you could be a commuter. I mean, I know people that drive them on a regular basis, and if you don't hammer it all the time, you can get decent fuel mileage.
That's possible.
That's
rare. You can get like 18, something like that. It's not bad for a truck.
No. Hey, can they go to the dealership website and order a vehicle online and kind of build it themselves and then send you that info?
Yes, yes, definitely. Actually, right now we're selling vehicles on the rail. We use that term because is they're coming from Toledo. They're coming from, you know, from Mexico. The trucks.
Right.
We sell it on the rail because, you know, all this shortage. But it's not that bad for us. You know, we have inventory. We have more than 50 trucks. We have incoming a bunch of Gladiators, like 10 Gladiators. We have it next door
right.
in LA coming in.
Didn't you say you're getting the Hemis too? The
392s.
The 392s.
We just got one, and we ordered a couple of them for the dealership to show them and get it for the people that they are not ordering.
So, Mr. Jeep, let's explain why you have inventory and nobody else does. Customer sales index. How well do you do with the customer? How many vehicles do you sell? What does your service department do for your customers? When you have high numbers in customer satisfaction, in sales, service, and parts, you get preferential treatment. The manufacturer will send you more vehicles than to a dealership that doesn't do as well with the customer. And so if you're driving around and you see one dealership's got no inventory, and then you see a dealership like Imperial Valley, boom. That's why, because they take care of you. Am I wrong or am I right?
Yeah, well, we treat, they're not our customers. They're part of our family.
There you go.
Because if there's no people that coming and see our vehicles and get them, we don't supposed to be here.
Right.
You know, we don't exist, you know, without them. And we are very grateful that the Valley is a very blessed place. I'm a San Diegan. I moved 6 years ago, and I don't want. And a lot of people is like, "What are you? You're nuts. You moved to the desert." I just love the desert, you know. And
right.
and also the Valley has very good, beautiful ladies.
there's the truth.
Yes.
I know.
I marry one of the girls that the family is a off-road family. So, I marry one of the Vildosola girls. So,
what?
Yeah.
Hey, when you talk to Mr. Vildosola, just tell him who you interviewed with today. I used to have him on my radio show when him and his son just started out. They were really not a big race team at all. They used to joke about the son was starting to beat the dad. So just tell him that you talked to Dave Stahl and watch him light up.
Definitely. It was meant to be. I got into the off-road a long time ago in Ensenada. I used to work for SCORE for a few years as a road crew and personal. And then after that, I got involved in some other stuff.
Right.
But it's just meant to be that I'm here in I live in Mexicali. I cross the border every day.
Sure.
And everywhere is Jeeps, all kinds of devices that are built here, and also those side-by-sides. And also, you can't imagine how many Jeeps are in every corner.
Sure. Yep.
Gladiators, Wranglers, all kinds. This is the place, you know, for that community.
We call it Mecca.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mecca for the
There's more
Mecca. For those that are out, that are off wheeling, off roading, they're wheeling for the weekend. They're out at Superstition. They break a part. They break an axle. They break, something like that. You know, they can run over to the dealer and pick it up on Saturday and get it installed. You know, you guys, your service department. What's your time frames on Saturdays that you're open?
You got to let them know you're coming. You say something like that, everybody and their brother's going to show up.
Well, and we're open from 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock Monday to Friday. Saturday we're open from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So, and also, knowing that is a lot of going on around in October and fall. I'm here, and they can come to me and I help them if they're gonna drop. We have a drop-off box and we help them through the process to get their vehicles here. We had a couple of guys from Russia that they bought a TRX and they got here. They broke it and in the desert and because they were riding hard.
Oh yeah.
And the guys they got here and we took care of them on a Sunday. We took them to a hotel. We put them on the hotel. We give them rides.
See?
We take care of
customer service. Okay, so I'm going to call the owner Monday, and I'm going to tell him that he should be, during the desert season, he should be open 7 days a week. I don't want to hear any static. The service manager will punch me in the face if he ever meets me. But don't you think 7 days a week? Hey, you got a big, you got a big team. You could rotate. We could rotate. I used to do team systems at the dealership. 4 days on, 4 days off. 10-hour days. Come on, 7 days a week.
What I was talking about, Mr. Jeep, what I was talking about was I'm stuck on the trail. My Jeep's stuck on the trail, and I need an axle. Can I order that axle from you when I break down and I'm stuck on the trail at 10? Can I run to town, get to town at 11:30, pick up an axle, or, you know, 11 actually, let's talk about 30 minutes off the trail, 30 minutes into town, you know, and can I pick up an axle from you to go back and get it back to my vehicle that's stuck on the trail?
Yes, ma'am.
See, well, that's what I'm talking about right there. I need to be able to head over and pick up when I'm broken.
Pick up your part.
Pick up my part on the and go back and fix it. And that.
And Mr. Jeep, don't you agree your parts manager makes sure he has those types of parts in stock during the Jeep season?
Yes, definitely. You know, the next months is going to be madness if people go over, and we have Thanksgiving coming on Glamis, all these events, you know, and you have to be able to have fun, and you know that you're going to break something, you know. It's just you're using it and abusing it, you know. Those vehicles are that for.
All right, we got to take another break, and you need to make an appointment Monday to have your Jeep rewrapped. Mr. Jeep. Okay, so I expect that done by the time we get
He's
out there to visit
gladiator.
With you. I don't care. Wrap it, Mr. Jeep from Imperial Valley. I think it'd be hot. The owner will go for it. Make him pay for it.
I hope that Isaac is hearing you.
Yeah, well, come on. You just give this interview to Isaacs, and he'll say that's not a bad idea. Then they can write it off.
David, all right.
Hey, we got to take a break. We got one more second. Can you believe you've been on for 45 minutes on SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170?
The Answer. It went down for 1 minute.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
By the way, our streaming just had a little hiccup, so don't panic if you were listening and you just didn't know where we went. We're back. Hey, talk about termites. You're a termite expert.
I am a termite expert with Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control. They're here to help you make your bugs walk out the door. If you have any ants or right now is actually subterranean termite season. So if you start seeing those flying ants around, then those are subterranean termites. You reach out to Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control. They're off-roaders. They're a family-owned and operated business. They're just getting started out. Whether anywhere in San Diego County, East County is their specialty, but they'll take care of any of your pest control needs.
And their phone number is 619-441-7378, and they love your bugs.
We also got Lifestyle Garage out in Lakeside. Yeah. Lifestyle Garage was from El Cajon, and they've been there for quite a few years. They just got a new location where they've got even more bays available to work on your vehicle. They're here for any of your automotive needs, whether you've got a regular car or your daily driver, or you want to trick out that new Dodge Ram or Jeep that you just purchased from Imperial Valley Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealership. They're here to help you out. Reach out to Lifestyle Garage.
All right, we're back on the air with Mr. Jeep.
Mr. Jeep's there?
That's right. And
Can I ask you a question,
sure.
Mr. Jeep? Minio, would you list all the four-wheel drive vehicles that your dealership sells? Just run through.
He hasn't got that much time. He sells them all, dude.
What do you sell?
Well, we choose the majority of the vehicles that we list is the ones that they're very popular here. You know, the Wranglers, the Gladiators, and we did a 2500 diesel 4x4, one of those Rams. And you know, those are very popular, you know, and also 1500s. We put all kinds of stuff, all kinds of lift kits, and we don't bet. We don't take it to mamas and papas.
You do it yourself.
We have people that they know what they do and certified people, and they do the right way. You know, they put the right bolts, they do the right thing on it to be able to not void any warranty that we have with the manufacturer. You know, that's very important that they know what they do, and you don't see a tire, you know, passing by next to you, and it's your own tire. You know, it's just build it the right way and do it the right way, and we have pretty much. The only thing that I've never seen been lift is a 300 or a Challenger. You know, we pretty much lift everything. A
Challenger. So you sell Wranglers, Rubicons, and Mojaves, and then Ram trucks
Ram
that are four wheel drive.
We do have all kind of 4x4 trucks and the Wranglers, and also the Jeep truck, the JT. Also we have on a daily basis and lift it, the crazy ways, you know, the people they like a lot.
I've seen that. I don't know if people know that Jeep makes a truck again. In the old days they had a truck, the Cherokee? No, not the Cherokee.
Oh, it was the Honcho and the
forget the name.
The Comanche.
The Comanche, thank you. Yeah, that Comanche was a neat looking truck. I almost bought one. And now,
they're hard to get right now. I was looking for one, and all of a sudden they came up with the Gladiator, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to get one.
So the Gladiator, it's a four door and a pickup truck.
It's a truck. It's a JT.
So JT is the designation.
It stands for Jeep truck.
Oh, I gotcha. So it has a truck in the back, and then you can fit four adults in the front, two in the front seat, two in the back. Five people.
Two in the front, three in the back.
So you could. This could be a family vehicle. It's not just like a truck that people would.
Yeah, I have three daughters. I have three dirt bikes, and I can put everything on the truck. With my gear, with their cases, you know, they have to go with everything all over the place, and we fit perfectly. It's really nice.
Wow, that's amazing that you can have a family vehicle and it's also a truck.
Yep.
And it's four wheel drive. You could put everybody in it, and you could go have an off road adventure.
Yeah, you have fun on those things.
Yep, we'll be happy to see them out at the Lost Lizard on Saturday, November 13th. Hopefully that you can come out and join us for that one. You guys will have a couple of different vehicles out there, some Jeeps and maybe a Ram truck or two for us, depending on what you got in stock and whether or not you sold it or not between now and then, especially all the tricked out ones. I know those keep going rather quickly.
Once we put them online or... they pass by. It's an eyeball. Once they see them, they stand up, you know, and people come here and that is people that just pass by, and we take care of them, and they take their vehicles home. Then I wasn't here to buy it. Yeah, but if you like it, just take it. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to switch gears. We've only got about 5 minutes left, and there's a couple things that I want to touch base on. One, Nicole and I are leaving this week for the Rebel. Rebel Rally is coming up and starting this week on Thursday. We leave Wednesday for it. We were packing and getting everything going. Super excited for that. Thank you so much. Huge shout out to our sponsors, Warren Winch and Mudroom Backpacks, and of course the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We are very proud to be able to draw attention and raise awareness for current land use issues that we have going on here in California, and using the international platform to raise awareness of who the San Diego Off-Road Coalition is, who we are as volunteers and HOV off-highway vehicle advocates, you know, doing our best in our spare time to keep deserts and trails open so that we have places to go play with these vehicles, that are so awesome and built to go out and be able to adventure and explore and see these places. Also, I wanted to mention too, SDORC has been working behind the scenes. We got some sad news, I think I heard it about a month ago for the then it came back around at Sand Sports and was re-brought up. The Bureau of Land Management, Imperial Valley office, let us know that the El Centro Chamber of Commerce, Sharla Teeters, has fourth stage cancer. And we have been doing, for about almost 20 years straight, San Diego Off-Road Coalition has teamed up with El Centro Chamber of Commerce for the Imperial Dunes cleanup, Imperial Sand Dunes cleanup. This is the 23rd or the 24th year that they've done the cleanup straight. And we've been partaked and helped out in that for, you know, almost 20 years, two decades. I'm hoping we can get some sponsorships, hint, hint, Imperial Valley, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. And then, we're teaming up. I just spoke with the president, Brian Henry of ASA yesterday. We had a good, you know, hour long conversation in regards to teaming up. I just talked to, he's got Glamis Veterans in and teaming up with us. I just got Dune and Destroy to confirm that they're going to take over Gecko Road. We have Polaris ASA that's going to be behind Vendor Row. And then San Diego Off-Road Coalition will probably end up over at Gordon's Wells again. We still need a club to step flats, up maybe. for Buttercup Graze Wells still needs a club to sponsor it and still needs somebody to take up over there, but we're reaching out to them. We need volunteers. This is going to be a big feat because, you know, Sharla usually works, you know, she's got a 40-hour a week job where she gets to just work on putting off this event, and we're pulling together.
Let's have Mr. Jeep sponsor a checkpoint.
Hopefully we can, have businesses or clubs step up and help us out for this one. We need, we'll need shirts, we'll need raffle prizes, we'll need the whole nine yards. So that'll be January 15th, 2022.
Right. Let's say goodbye to Mr. Jeep, otherwise we won't be able
to
say goodbye.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on and joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll
remember, we're here at 2329 U.S. Highway 86 in Imperial. And we want you a part of the family, off-road family, Jeep family, Ram family. We're here for you guys.
Hey, Jeep, you've been a ton of fun. Get your new business cards and get your car wrapped, and we will definitely be talking to you down the road.
Definitely.
Hey, I'm in. I'm all in.
We're so glad for your partnership, and we're going to promote you help you out. You have no idea what it means to team up with us.
Hey, you got an old service manager at the helm here. I'm going to definitely take care of you, brother.
Put your application online, and we'll review it.
I'll do that for you. All right. Hey, I got one more question. I guess there's a new person being appointed to the BLM, ahead of the BLM.
Yes.
Yay or nay?
Nay.
I'm not too happy about that appointment either. They moved to
big Enviro.
Yep, she's a huge Enviro. They moved it from Washington D.C. over to Colorado. The head in Colorado. They got rid of half of the BLM.
The program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.